solving a sugar maple mystery. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Earthworms seem pretty harmless, right? But they're causing problems for Michigan's multi-million dollar sugar maple industry. That's the finding of a study by Tara Ball. She's a research assistant professor of forest resources and environmental science at Michigan Technological University. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So foresters were noticing that something was up with their sugar maples. What was happening?
Well, we got a couple of calls from, it started out with industry foresters, but then foresters in public lands started noticing this too, and they were seeing the crowns of the sugar maple trees start to get dieback. And it basically looks like just an empty branch hanging out there at the top of the tree where it used to have leaves, and now the leaves have died, and it's started like pulling resources back into the trees.
And how did you figure out that earthworms were a problem?
Well, we started just looking all over the place, all over the UP and northern Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota there, and started looking at all different types of sugar maple forests that had dieback and sites that didn't have dieback. And that forest floor condition, the amount of duff and litter layer and the leaf litter that's on the forest floor was the biggest thing that we were finding in all these sites that had a lot of dieback.
And how did you know that that was due to earthworms?
Well, they are essentially little ecosystem engineers, and they are directly eating on and feeding on that forest floor litter layers. If you think of the forest floor, it's sort of like the mulch layer that you might have in your flower bed or your garden at home, or the compost layer that you want on top of the soil to kind of protect it, keep some of the moisture underneath. That helps. You have to water your garden a lot more if you don't have any mulch there. It also keeps the roots protected of the tree from drying out in the sun. If you have a really hot summer, or maybe you have like a really late spring frost and you get a big freeze that comes through, if the trees have already started growing, which they usually do in the springtime, and you get a heavy frost and there's no leaf litter there to protect those roots, that frost could penetrate the soil and kill some of those fine roots that have just grown.
And so this is a problem that's happening in the UP and also Minnesota and Wisconsin. Is that right?
Yeah. It's a little bit different from like further south in central hardwoods and even downstate. And south, you have different soil types. And you have areas where earthworms have been there longer. And even further south where you have unglaciated soils, so places where the glaciers never came before, you have native earthworms further south in the U.S. So here, in this part of the country, in Wisconsin, where glaciers came down 10,000 years ago, it wiped out the earthworms from here. So the trees here for the last 10,000 years have not had any earthworms. Most of the worms that we have in Michigan are all Asian and European species that have been brought over.
So earthworms are not native to our region, but at this point, they are pretty much everywhere. What can people do about this?
Well, the kind of disappointing thing people hear about is that there's no like wormicide, there's no pesticide or something you can spray to get rid of earthworms. So really monitoring your sites more frequently. If you know that you have a really droughty summer and that stand has earthworms in it, go back and check in the fall and see if you have a lot of dieback, because maybe you're going to want to return sooner so you don't lose that economic value of those trees.
Tara Ball is a research assistant professor at Michigan Tech. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.